Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Bravo Romeo Alpha, Brad Johnson. Brad Donald Johnson of McGregor, VK4BRA, whose old call sign was VK4AIR, passed away March 25, 2026. Brad, VK4BRA, had been in radio from 1976, as many of us were, a CBer. Brad obtained his full license in amateur radio in 1979 and worked as a light and sound engineer in his own business. He is survived by two sons. Vale, Brad Donald Johnson, Victor Kilo 4, Bravo Romeo Alpha, Victor Kilo 4 AIR.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. It's been a few weeks since the last dispatch, so this one's a bit of a catch-up. The next Ipswich Wison-supported event is the Brisbane Trail Marathon on April 26, held in the South Diagila National Park. It features the Ultimate Trail Running Challenge. Start and finish is at Onoga Reservoir in the Gap. This is a big event, so I'm sure the club's Wison coordinator will not turn away any additional volunteer radio operators and supporters to work the various safety checkpoints along the trail. If you've never participated before, you will be paired with an experienced operator. To volunteer, please contact Paul at this email address. It's vk4pmcpaul@outlook.com. In other club news, the recent standard license course has seen all participants sit and pass their exams, so congratulations. A new foundation course commenced last month with three candidates and is due to wrap up around May 9. The next standard course will start around the end of May. To express your interest in participating, please contact Greg via email at vk4gjw@gmail.com. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
It's Sunday the 12th today, which is about half past April. Time is flying this year. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. By the time you hear this, Redfest will be over, and I know there will be people we met who've forgotten our email address already, so here it is, secretary@ddrci.org.au. And the homepage is at ddrci.org.au, which is where you'll find all the details on what follows. This week, reminders that our next club tech and chat meeting will be streamed and in person, and for this month is a week later on Monday the 20th of April. No doubt those who return from Redfest will have a bit of show and tell, so bring stuff along, and we have some tech discussions following our outing at John Moyle. And watch this space, there could be a surprise guest. The next bi-monthly club lunch is due, and that's going to be on the 26th of April at the Southern Hotel in Toowoomba. That's south down Ruthven Street. We've booked the table. Festivities start from 12 o'clock. By the way, the hotel has erected a massive solar array, which doubles as overcover for car parking. Quite clever. Last week, I mentioned we're doing another run of license assessments, and you don't have to be in Toowoomba to work with us. We have four ACMA-accredited advanced assessors, which means we're qualified to take all kinds of special conditions into account, including remote delivery. If you're thinking of getting or upgrading a license, please talk to us and start by sending an email to education@ddrci.org.au. Now, personal admission, life has been a bit hectic this week, and I didn't get to the QRP transmitter project, even though I have a cupboard full of Raspberry Pi boards. And I'm still trying to get to Gross Reinemachen, which is the big magic cleanup. But while you're waiting for me to claim success, why not try this week's challenge, which is operate in an uncommon digital mode? There's a hint on the website at hamchallenge.org and scroll down to week 16. We love hearing from members and anyone interested in amateur radio. To do that and to be added or removed from our mailing list, drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Everything we do is on the website at ddrci.org.au, and you can trust that to be correct. So the reminders: why not come and say hi to us at the club meeting or club lunch in a week? Big hint, that's a way of achieving the challenge from week 17. Simples. And the Club Net follows the Sunday morning edition of Q News on VK4RDD at 10 o'clock actual time. Until next week, I'm John, VK4JPM 73 from the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.